Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing. I don't wanna waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Well, now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown side. I don't have any reason left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. Oh, yeah. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. Cause I'm in a New York state of mind. Yeah, yeah.
Hello there.
Hello.
This is Eli's service station. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How's it feel to be back?
It's great to be back after my brief hiatus, but I thought since I'm unemployed, I would come back and take a full-time position at WMFO.
Welcome to the show, Gus.
Thank you, Eli.
You were on Odds and Ends over the summer or at the end of the spring?
It was just so long ago, I don't remember.
That is like a whole other world.
Yeah.
Gus has come all the way from Spain to play that song, which, what did we just hear?
We just heard Vienna. No. you heard New York State of Mind by Billy Joel.
What made you put that on the show and come all the way from Spain?
It was just, I was in a New York state of mind.
So you had to come to the States.
I needed to come to Boston, Massachusetts.
Real talk, Gus just did a month of traveling in Spain and Portugal and got back a week ago.
And so, it was fantastic.
So now everyone's caught up to speed.
And yeah, that's all you really need to know.
Yeah. Cool. Were you listening to this song in a holiday state of mind? Or, like, this feels holiday-y to me.
I'll tell you exactly where I was listening to it. I was listening to it on my train from Alicante to Murcia.
Wow.
So it's special. And okay. I will always associate that song
That
moment. Yeah.
That's also funny.
Yeah.
Because it's
very much not associated with that culture at all.
Cool. Well, thanks for bringing it all the way here and playing it.
Of course.
We are, in theory, awaiting another guest who can come in at any time, wherever they are. But, yeah, I think up next we have another pick of yours that we can just get straight into it.
Yeah, and this one I got for a friend. I have no idea how to say the title, but apparently it's Azerbaijani.
Cool. Who shared it with you?
Friend named Nico.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out. Oh, and shout out to Mila, who we just chatted with before on the way here.
Yeah.
Hope you're
listening.
She
deserves a shout out.
Okay, this is, I'm not even going to attempt it, by Miro.
Hayallarımız neyse, ahı biz el ele yaşayıp öleceydi neyse. Hayatı ömrü yarıya böleceydi neyse. Hele çok görüşüp danışıp güleceydi neyse. Artık sen teysin, üstüne kaç şeysin. Ahı biz bir ömür yaşayıp seveceydi neyse. Ayrılıp barışıp geriye döneceydi neyse. Ansımız daha çok seviri göreceydi neyse. Artık sen tersin. Kara kalemle çekilen göy kurşağının bozaran renkleri kimiyim. Yalnızlığımı hayalet etmişim. Bilirim ki günahkar biriyim. Ellerimiz bomboş, gözyaşlarımız daha donmuş. Boş ver onsuz olanlar olmuş. Gedirik yolu görünür dönüş yoktu geriye. Gedi sen evi yok gedeceğin yere kadar aparım seni hatırım var mı? O kadar yara var ki içimde ve sağalmak için de sabrim kalmar. Üreğim nece yandı kül oldu ya kokma yakın ya günahını yandır. Yazdım mahnılarda kaldım dinleyicilerimin ahını aldım neyse. Ahı biz el ele yaşayıp öleceydi neyse. Hayatı ömrü yarıya böleceydi neyse. Hele çok görüşüp danışıp güleceydi neyse. Artık sen teysin, üstüne kaç şeysin. Ahı biz bir ömür yaşayıp seveceydi neyse. Ayrılıp barışıp geriye döneceydi neyse. Ansımız daha çok seviri göreceydi neyse. Artık sen tersin. ki axı yolda Qırılar tökülər yaralı ürəyim Qırılıb bir dəfə şüşələr kimi həssas İllər öncə bundan Hələ səni təzə sevirdi onda Olacaq mı dedim, unudaq mı dedim Dəfələrlə desən də sevsə qulaq asmaz Gedirsən evi yox, gedəcən yerə qədər aparım Səni xətrim varmı? O qədər yara var ki, içimdə və sağalmaq üçün də səbrim qalmır Ürəyim necə yandı, kül oldu, ya qoxma yaxın, ya günahını yandır Yazdım mahnıları da qaldım, dinləyicilərimin ahını aldım Nəysə, axı biz ələlə yaşayıb öləcəkdik Nəysə, həyatı ömrü yarıya böləcəkdik Nəysə Hələ çox görüşüb, danışıb, güləcəkdik nəysə Artıq sən təksin, üstünə xət çəksin Axı biz bir ömür yaşayıb, sevəcəkdik nəysə Ayrılıb, barışıb, geriyə dönəcəkdik nəysə Hansımız daha çox sevirik, görəcəkdik nəysə Artıq sən təksin
Mario, what microphone are you on? It says it on the side of the microphone. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Daria. I'll be in here in 11 hours. No, 13.
Should I run over from the library tomorrow morning and say hi?
Yes. You know what I also need to do at the library tomorrow? Return my book.
Wait, what book?
Well, my vinyl from Music Lily Library.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, thoroughly.
What was it again?
Duke Ellington.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. A classic.
Classic.
Guys, literally. Put on your headphones. Wait.
Wait. Eli,
how are you doing this? Can you hear?
No, you just talk.
You can just hear.
Well, but I want to hear what I sound like.
I don't want to hear what I sound like.
Okay.
We're doing things different around here.
Headphones on.
But I can hear exactly what I'm saying. Cool. What's your show called again? Welcome to...
Eli's Service Station.
Yes, 30 minutes late. My bad.
No, it's okay. Daria was ghosting us because you're a TA.
Yes.
And you're doing office hours.
But Eli excluded me from his Instagram post.
No, I didn't.
There's beef.
I didn't name you. I didn't put your name, but I alluded to the fact that there would be more than one
More
guest.
Than one guest.
And writing your name did not work for what the joke format was.
I liked the joke format. That was very funny. But then I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, next time I will write your name.
Thank you.
And I will not write your name.
The worst part is I didn't even see the post because I don't have Instagram on my phone.
Oh, you're back on that?
You're back on that.
Sorry.
I was also back on that, but then I stopped being back on that.
Yeah. I might have to stop being back on that.
Yeah,
I'm kind of lost.
I'm going to delete Instagram again.
Okay, good.
Were you on the same page?
Yeah. Yep, cool. I was there.
Cool. You just heard the Anchor song by Bjork for like kind of no reason, but I like it. And I heard it for the first time when I was walking around in Davis like a week and a half ago.
Wow.
And I went to CVS, I think, and I was trying it out on my new Bose headphones.
Wow.
That I got because they were $150 off.
Whoa, that's a lot of the
for
price
for a certain color. And they're
what
green.
Color?
Green. They're like forest green.
That's beautiful.
Which is like Wait. I would have bought them anyway.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
So I liked that song. That's from Bjork's debut album called Debut.
Telling it exactly how it is, Bjork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What should we hear next?
Wait, Gus, do you want to introduce your song that you played before?
Oh, I already talked about it a little bit.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about
it? Well, I don't know anything about it. It just sounds like Farsi, which is exciting to me.
Oh, okay. Are there words that are like you can actually understand?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I also don't speak Farsi.
So. Okay, well.
Should I play the song that's named after me in Farsi?
Yeah.
Sounds crazy. And it's a crazy thing to play on the air.
It's named after you?
Well.
Or you're named after it?
Neither.
Convergent?
Like, yeah. They're both just named Daria.
Okay.
Nadia.
Both of them. Okay. Well, I don't have that queued up, but.
You won't listen to whatever Eli has queued up.
Is it just called Daria?
No, wait. Hold on. I got to find it. It's going to take me a while. Okay. That'll be after this.
Well, what is about to play has four of the same letters and is by Daryl Johns.
Nice.
And it's called Golden Showers. So let's maybe hear
that. Can't wait.
Do you want to hear this?
No.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. o Thiago Muniz, o moleque é sem limite.
I'm just an average fan with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hell I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Descendo, descendo, eu quero ver a moreninha. Descendo, descendo. A bunda batendo, batendo, batendo, batendo com a bunda batendo, batendo, batendo, batendo com a bunda batendo, batendo, batendo, batendo com a bunda batendo, batendo, batendo, batendo. Essa mulher profissional, escuta o que eu tô dizendo. Olha só como ela desce. Bunda batendo, batendo, batendo, batendo com a bunda batendo, batendo, batendo.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I'm putting it with headphones. I don't even know who it's by.
By DJ Thiago Muniz.
Obviously. That was MTG Somebody's Watching Me. But if you look up just MTG, you're going to find 1 million songs. Interesting. I don't know what that means. I assume it's like some... I don't know. Yeah. That was a Brazilian genre, song.
Maybe, yeah.
So good.
That was pretty great. I like the first half the most.
The intro, the build-up.
Which is half the song.
Yeah, it's true. Because it's a 1 minute song.
I mean, after that, you don't really need anything else. The build-up is the best part.
Yeah, it's that drum kick that like every single time I'm like, yes, it's so good. Don't worry, we're going to play more Brazilian music.
Yeah, coming to you soon.
You know what could follow this song is...
Bjork's...
No, but... Well, that could, but also... There's like a little something that Gus has prepared.
This?
In case you were just so enthralled by that song.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but WMFO is free-form, commercial-free radio. But you know what isn't free? Running a radio station. So for Tufts Giving Tuesday, we ask for your help in keeping WMFO running. Donating is quick and easy, and we promise it won't cost you your firstborn child. It may even cost you less than your last overpriced coffee. Your donations could help. What? Your donations could help us with some much-needed tech upgrades and in organizing events next semester. Visit give.tufts.edu/TuftsGivingTuesday. Press Give Now and designate your donation to WMFO. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
You can both also have such good radio voices. Okay, you can also
donate to WMFO on the website WMFO.org. WMFO.org, sorry. It's a button, and it's underneath the banner that has the button that says Listen Now. There's a button that says Donate to WMFO This Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
And when you click it, there's a form, and you can put a dollar amount and your billing information, and pay.
Yippee.
The station money so that can run.
Do you guys like to donate to organizations?
Yes.
In theory.
Well, cool. Also, I will say, as a Tufts student, if you prove that you gave on Giving Tuesday, they give you free things.
That's true.
Which makes no sense.
So, in case giving wasn't enough, you also receive.
Yeah. But it's not. Free.
What?
No, well, I mean you.
There's no such thing as free lunch. Yeah.
But you get a free thing for giving them money.
Right. Right. Right. I don't know if you get it, but like it's sort of like a little bit separated, which means it is free.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like giving to Tufts, but I'm giving to WMFO.
Yeah. It's the giving that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. That was really wise.
And receiving.
You're welcome.
And the thing you receive is an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is that tomorrow or today?
Well, it certainly
wasn't
that
like
today,
throughout the
it?
Year.
I don't know.
What?
But the giving day is today.
The giving day. Oh.
right?
It is Thanksgiving.
Maybe it's
Tuesday.
Like, but maybe it's like, I didn't really walk by that area of campus today. Maybe I missed it.
Well, might have to do another pass through. It would have been a little chilly for an ice cream sandwich, though.
That's true. It's really dropping in temperature.
It'll be warmer, but might snow.
What? Really?
Whoa.
But I think it's going to rain now.
Oh.
But this is not a weather channel.
So. This is, that was a great weather segment you had there.
Can you read a second PSA?
Yes, I can. Let's see.
Oh, I forgot about this one.
Even though PSA.
Okay.
Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently.
How, like, okay, yeah, from an overdose, but, like, people have died while being high.
Right.
I think that distinction is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they don't put that in there.
Yeah.
Well, people have died doing a lot of things. Exactly. That doesn't mean it caused the death.
Yeah.
But it also doesn't mean it didn't cause death. But
definitely don't drive.
But I feel like the no one has died contributes to, like,
the misconception.
The, like, it's not addictive.
Well, I'm going to get into that. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times. Most dangerously, when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when driving. I would like to add, also any time in your life there could be an emergency situation. But certainly more likely when you are driving. And you just shouldn't be smoking when you're driving, period.
I would say I'd get a DUI.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would say every moment behind the wheel is an emergency.
Yes.
The way I see it.
It's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others.
Yeah.
So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. And this goes to all heavy machinery.
No, you should not be forklift high.
Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I wish that this was a visual medium so everyone could see how expressive Gus is. I'm just gesticulating
so much.
Let me be clear.
No one.
Someone very important once said.
Will operate.
Exactly.
Thank you for that. That
vehicles.
Was
yeah.
And very important.
Psychoactive is a word I've never heard. I think you're just really? So excited about reading because you're a community member now. You don't get to read as much.
You go to the library and stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, I do read sometimes.
You do read a lot.
Sometimes it's Instagram captions.
But not anymore because you're off of that.
You're about to start a book about Instagram Reels.
Wait, exactly. What? Are you
it's
writing one?
It's called Reel to Reel by Bell Hooks.
It's about...
Is that real?
It's about film.
Oh.
Yeah, it's quite real.
I was like, wow, she really put that out so fast.
It's the posthumous book.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Okay. Should we hear my music?
Probably. I suppose.
If you want.
No more talk show.
Well, we can resume the talk show after two more songs, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Does anyone want to hear a song? Because Gus has a lot of things on here. Like, yeah. A lot.
I mean, whatever. Let's see. What do you got?
Can you play... Wait, no. I already picked mine.
Play Macintosh Tapes.
By Slugbug?
By Slugbug, who we actually saw live.
Together?
Oh my god, it's Slugbug.
It's Slugbug.
Okay.
Wait,
who
is it that
opened
guy?
For the Lemon Twigs.
Yes, who you thought was really not great live.
Okay.
No, thought it was awesome.
We thought... It was something that I would warm up to in the moment.
Know.
And I certainly have warmed up
really?
To it.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'll warm up to it right now.
This song is incredible.
Okay.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Macintosh Tape Slug Bug.
Yeah. nothing. Can't get my fires out of the wires, and everything that was before is right protected. I need a new head inside my brain to crack the password to your mind. Macintosh tape won't wait for no one. Once was a guy, once was a kid, once was a side goat. I need a new man inside my shell to run the shell script of my man. On Macintosh tape.
Swoop down in a country lane,
Subterranean Homesick Alien, not by Bob Dylan, by Radiohead.
Bob Dylan could never write.
I like that song. I haven't heard it in a long time.
I've never heard that song.
Did you like it?
Jinx.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I did like it. It was good.
I wish this was a visual medium right now so people could see.
We both were like so offended. I did feel offended by that.
I have never like... been a Radiohead fan.
It's not like I didn't sound. Okay. I would say.
Yeah. I don't like. No, it's his just like voice. I've never gotten into it.
His voice, quite frankly, is so abrasive. Yeah. But
have you ever listened to his solo things? I got into his solo things.
What's his other band too?
Atoms for Peace.
Yeah.
Oh no, the Smile.
No.
The Smile.
Yeah.
The Smile.
I play, admittedly, a lot of his things on the radio, but
I really enjoy. Like In Rainbows and
yeah,
that, other yeah. stuff. Obviously, yeah,
you enjoyed Radiohead,
but yes. There's one album in particular called In Rainbows.
Okay, cool. No, I know
that. Would you listen to that?
Paul Mescal loves it. So.
Oh wow! Then I really have to give it a try.
Well,
did you know that I dressed up as Paul Mescal for a photo shoot that Emma did of me and Veronica?
Oh, who was the other person in the photo shoot?
It was actually just like she wanted to recreate celebrity.
Yes,
paparazzi photos.
Was it the one of Gracie?
I don't know.
Gracie Apron.
I actually forget who Veronica was.
Well, I feel like, yeah.
But anyway, like, Paul Mescal likes in Rainbows.
Yeah, and so now you guys are really the same person.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Are you gonna host SNL this week?
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe next week. I don't know. He's hosting soon with Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
So that's a really awesome.
Yeah.
Every time. I watch SNL, I'm like reminded of how many other parts of America there are. With the musical guest specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I've never heard of this person, and then it's like millions of listeners on Spotify.
True.
You know who the number one... Wait, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you never heard that one Shaboozy song?
No.
Oh, okay. What were you going to say?
Wait, did Shaboozy? I think Shaboozy played the halftime show of
at the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Yes, yeah, I did see that.
Do they have
a football game on when I was having Thanksgiving? And everyone was like, who is Shaboozy?
It was not the Dallas Cowboys.
No, it was the Lions and the
Detroit Bears. Lions and
the Bears.
Was that the game that was crazy?
That was that was the first and only football game I watched all season, and the coach got fired.
Which is awesome.
Messing up the ending.
During the game?
We're one day venturing later. Into Whoa. Sports.
Yeah. Whoa.
Crazy.
I learned that if there's a coach that's in trouble,
And what do you mean by in trouble?
Like on the verge of getting fired.
Okay.
They call that the hot seat.
Yeah.
Who, so I didn't know that.
In what sport? Or like,
it's like if you don't do well, you're out of here.
Yeah. I didn't know coaches get fired mid-season.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
This the reason why is the most informed sports show you've ever heard.
Ready? I actually do know why he got fired. Hour. They had a timeout left, and they were in the red zone, and they didn't call a timeout, even though they were a little bit down, and a touchdown could have put them in winning.
Idiots. I would have known to do
and
that.
And then he said that he thought he handled the situation really well.
Yeah,
and
he was like, I was completely in the right for that.
Wow.
So that was Radiohead.
Every time I come back home, or go home, I guess, I learn so much about sports. Because did you hear how informed that that spiel was?
Where does it come I learned from? Something.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Does it come from one side of the family?
It comes from my brother, my dad, and sports being always on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Were they like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why'd that happen?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. And so I learned so much.
Yeah. Cool.
Epic.
Okay.
Wait, did we actually play two songs? What was the other one?
The song before that was Slugbug. And the song it was Radiohead.
It was Macintosh Tapes by Slugbug.
Yeah, it's true. The song was not Slugbug. The song was Slugbugs.
Yes.
And the song after that was Radiohead's. Those are like kind of similar.
Yeah.
Well, now we're about to switch it.
I'm going to play a song now called My Rebel. And it's from the new Fievo is Glock album. But I don't know how to say their band name. But
I don't know what you're saying.
No, because it'll take too long. But
is it Icelandic?
You can look at it. I think it's French. Okay. And then part English.
Yeah, get in there, guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
Pick this, you cannot be wrong. Let go never. All I hear in my room. Cause some dilemma before I retrace. That's what it takes. You hear the pathetic but high potential. Till lost the sunlit climb, you fight for a long time. My rebel, you hide from what would have to find you. And on the night, you care for more. Alive, I learned too much to save you.
DJ Hyler. loucura. Se quiser pra ponte, alô, primeiro de abril tu me procura. Pega, pega, sarra, sarra, vai se apaixonar, não vale. É toma, toma, bota, bota, carnaval é sem frescura. É toma, toma, papo, papo, carnaval é só loucura. Se quiser pra ponte, alô, primeiro de abril. Pega, pega, sarra, sarra, vai se apaixonar, não vale. É toma, toma, bota, bota, carnaval é sem frescura. É toma, toma, papo, papo, carnaval é só loucura. Se quiser pra ponte, alô, primeiro de abril tu me procura.
Okay, that was I don't know how to say that.
I don't either.
Another Nico pick.
Thank you,
oh.
Nico.
Yeah, Gus. Another Gus pick from.
Do you want to talk about what the song's about?
Yeah.
It's about wanting an iPhone, apparently.
Okay.
This is what I've heard through the grapevine. But I think that's a good song topic.
And it's a good thing to want to have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
Sure. I think it's the time of the hour where I should tell you that this has been Eli's Service Station. Mm-hmm. And I've been joined by Daria and Gus, and that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Yay.
Thank you guys for joining me. And for
thank you for having
possible music
us.
It was so fun. I'm sorry we ruined your show.
I was really enjoying it thoroughly throughout, and I feel like I'll never live up to this.
Perfect.
In my subsequent shows, so you'll have to come back and help
if
me.
If you want more, come back in 11 hours.
Just keep listening for the next.
Just keep listening.
11 hours don't or no, 13 hours.
And then donate at
wait,
the
are
end
you
of
at
that.
9 a.m. You're at 9
a.m.
Okay, 11 hours.
And then donate at
and
the
then
end
donate.
Of that.
Even though it's not Tufts Giving
it can
Tuesday
be. It
tomorrow.
Can be Tufts. It can be Wednesday. WMFO Giving Wednesday.
Yeah. We should start. Oh, yeah, because both W.
True.
It's just the giving season is what it is.
Yeah, true. And that's true. And a reminder that you can find the link to donate to the station on our website, WMFO.org. We're going to leave you with another Billy Joel song from Turnstiles for some reason. And this is Bookending. Summer Highland Falls. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Not the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us. It's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise and realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. And though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. Similarities. It's either sadness or